looking with me, please. I'm going to read in Psalms number 55. Now, a few weeks ago, I preached a message on Sunday night, and I'm going to kind of amplify on that message. So if you were here and I repeat myself a little bit, you just say amen in the house. All right, let's practice. Say amen.
Amen.
Good. Amen. Praise the Lord. My good friend, Brother Eddie Goddard, who's a friend of this church, loved you, loved this church, loved to be here. I went home to be with the Lord just during our camp meeting this past year. But Brother Eddie loved this church, loved you. He was instrumental in helping us with the faith promise. And his precious wife, Doreen, sent me the last message he ever preached. And he preached from Psalms 90. I'm going to read that verse in just a moment. And it blessed my heart. And then the Lord spoke to me. And now this is a little even amplification on that. But I want to begin reading by reading Psalms number 55 and look at verse number 6. And notice what it said. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Have you ever felt like that? You ever felt like you just need to get away? I mean, everything's piled up on you and all kind of burdens, all kind of cares. You've been overwhelmed. I mean, you've fought through it, struggled through it. You love the Lord. You trust the Lord. You know He's real. You know He's got everything in hand. But so many pressures and so many disappointments and so many battles and so many fears that you just want to fly away. If you had wings like a dove, you'd fly away. Well, David felt that way. He felt like, boy, I wish I could just get away. And sometimes that's the way. I dare say everybody in here at some point in time has felt like that. You just like to fly away. You've dealt with the issues and it's been a constant thing and you've under such a burden of stress. If you could just fly away, what a blessing that would be. When I turn over to Psalms number 90, David said, I wished I could just fly away. But somewhere along the line in David's experience, during those days when he wished he could fly away, his king, Saul, had become his enemy. David didn't want to be his enemy, but the king felt threatened by David and became his enemy. His own son, Absalom, had rebelled against him and trying to overthrow him. And he had been, after he became king, and he actually was dethroned for a while, and stayed in exile. And boy, I can just imagine, man, he had things going on in his life, all kind of problems. But when you come to Psalms 90, he makes another statement in that regard. Notice what it said in Psalms number 90, and I'll read just the verse number 14, verse 10, beginning there. The days of your lives are 70 years and 10, 70 years. And if by reason of strength, they be 80 years, that's 80 years. He said, you're allotted 70, and if you live 80, yet is there strength, labor, and sorrow. Now, strength and labor and sorrow. He said this. He said, you may live to be 80 years old, but you're going to have some tough time. My good friend, Brother Farrell Osmond, called me while I was down in revival. We were talking and cutting up and on the phone. He said, you know, I love being old. I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, I can't hardly wait to get up next morning and see what's hurting. And but, you know, here's what David said. David said, you're allotted 70 years, and if you live to be 80, you're going to have some sorrow. You're going to have some heartache. You have some problems going on and because of those things. But he goes on, and here's what he said. Yet it is soon cut off, and we fly away. David learned this. This is a short life. Your life's even a vapor. It appears for a little while. But there's coming a day that I'll fly away. David learned in his heart that, hey, I wish I could now, but I'm not. But it won't be very long. One of these days, I'll get to fly away. And I want us to bow together this morning. And I want to preach this morning to you on I'll fly away. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you and praise you for your mercy and grace. And I pray, God, the Holy Spirit, God, to help me now. I pray, God, for your anointing. I pray, God, you'd speak to hearts. And Lord, I've prayed and I've asked you to help me. And God, I believe that you will. And God, I want to be a help and a blessing to God's people. I pray, God, you'd encourage those who are discouraged. I pray, God, for God's people, that God, you'd equip them and bless them, edify them. And Lord, if there are lost people here in the building or in the radio audience, the internet audience, I pray, God, you'd speak to them. Pray, God, they'd be saved, born again by the grace of God. And Father, I pray now that you'd help me. And God, I'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to step right back down here. If I fall down and go to rolling, y'all just help me up. Praise God. That's all. But you know what? What a blessing. David said, I'm going to fly away. And I'll tell you something. Everybody in the sound of my voice is going to fly away. You're not made, as that dear lady told me in the hospital, that dear black nurse told me, Brother Billy, God didn't make us to live here no how, did he? Amen. He made us to live with him in heaven by knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. And the alternative, of course, is to be in hell for all eternity. But everybody's going to die and everybody's going to fly away. But thank God I'm going to fly away. Now, some people don't like to fly. But I love to fly. I just love it. We've not had sometimes the best experience flying, but I love to fly. It doesn't bother me a bit in the world. I just praise the Lord for the opportunity to go. But thank God, you know, there's some things in connected with flying I got to thinking about. When I leave this world, I'm going to fly away. Amen. I'm going to leave out of here. One thing about travel, if you do any international travel, any other kind of travel, one thing you have to be conscious of is packing. Brother Tim and Wendy and all the folk, when they went to the Philippines, they found that out. It cost you $70 if you've got an extra bag, or you have to leave stuff behind. If you get to the airport and you're overpacked, you have to pack light. And you have to learn how to do that. But praise God. Can I tell you, when I leave here, when I fly away, I'm a leaving light. Amen. I'm going to leave here light. Now, my friend, Brother Roy Rigdon, and he's probably listening to us this morning. You pray for Brother Roy. I think they've exhausted all means there around Asheville, and maybe he's going to get transferred to Duke or somewhere, I hope. But you pray for Brother Roy. And Brother Roy was in the travel industry and the Christian ministry, Burt Christian Tours, there for about 28 years, I believe. Been to Israel 40 times, been to Alaska 20-something time. And I was talking to him about going. Now, I didn't know how to pack when I go to Alaska. And Roy has a different philosophy, and I told Regina she didn't like his philosophy. But he said, I've been up there. I've learned the best thing to do is travel light. And I said, I want to travel light. He said, carry you 2 shirts, 2 pair of pants, and 2 pair of drawers. But you know what? It's not, that's packing light, isn't it? Amen. But you know what? When I leave here, when the Lord comes to get me, I'm flying away, and I'm leaving light. I'm going to leave behind all my afflictions. Thank God for that. When you leave here, you leave without any afflictions. When you leave here, you leave every burden behind. When you leave here, you leave every care behind. When you leave here, you leave every discouragement behind, every disease behind. And thank the Lord for that. When you leave here, you'll leave this evil world behind. You'll be separated from it. You don't have to deal with it. You don't have to hear about it. You don't have to be around it anymore. That's going to be a blessing when God catches us out of here and we leave out of here. I'm leaving light. I'm leaving all that behind. Thank God I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to carry those fears anymore. Don't have to carry those troubles anymore. Don't have to carry my tears anymore. I'm leaving out of here light. What a blessing. Wouldn't it be a blessing today if you had a chance to go to heaven? Several years ago, we'd been having so many people around here, it seemed like that the Lord was calling them home. And all of a sudden, boy, I'm so sad because I still am. I think about all of our dear friends. There's so many in heaven. We got almost as many members in heaven now as we have down here. But you know what? I thank the Lord for them. I thank the Lord for their life and their testimony and all those things. But then the Lord spoke to my heart, and it was just a very simple thing. I'm kind of a simple person. The Lord spoke to me. He said, heaven ain't a bad place. It ain't a bad place. It's not a bad place for our loved ones to go. We don't feel sorry for them. We miss them, but thank God, heaven's a good place. And when I leave here, if you're saved by the grace of God, you're going to be traveling light. You're going to leave all that behind you. Wouldn't it be a blessing never to ever be tired again? Wouldn't it be a blessing not to ever be troubled again, to be fearful again, to be anxious again? Well, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, David said there's coming a time that we'll fly away. And he said, when we do that, we'll be at rest. And what a blessing. I'm going to travel here. When I leave out of here, I'm leaving light. And thank the Lord for that. Can I tell you, when I leave here, I'm leaving first class. I've never flown first class. I usually get to walk through it. If you ever fly on an airplane, big airplane, you get to walk through a little bit of the first class department. Man, they got a big old place where they can lay down everything in. But every person who leaves out of this world who knows the Lord Jesus Christ is leaving out first class. Praise God. One of these days we'll get to leave out. You know why? Because there's no second class people in heaven. He loved us, everyone, the same. He loved you, and he shed his blood for you, died for you. And when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, we're one, the Bible said, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you imagine that? You think about that. You think about great men of God. Think about great ladies of the Lord that you've known about. Think about somebody like Billy Graham. Did you know that the person in here who's never taught Sunday school, never sang in the choir, but who loved the Lord Jesus Christ, and you've been faithful, you've been obedient to him, you've lived your life, you've been a good husband, been a good wife, you've been faithful to the church, you've honored God with your substance that he gave to you, all those things. Nobody knows your name. You're not even on the list of anything here at Benson Grove, but you've been faithful to the Lord. Did you know what? Did you know he loves you just as much as he loves Billy Graham? Did you know that there's no second-class citizens when you get to heaven? And praise God, everybody say at least first class. Amen. I love that. Old Tom Gilliam said, I love the hound out of that. You know, no second-class citizens. You get to leave out of here in first class, and thank God for that. You know what? You know, when you leave out of here, you're going nonstop. I like traveling. What I don't like traveling necessarily is laying over. And most of the time, the Lord's worked it out here lately where we change planes and we go right in and go right on. But I just don't like the idea of sitting around and not doing anything. But, you know, when you travel with the Lord, there's nonstop when you leave here. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Well, that's pretty quick, ain't it? That's pretty quick. You know, I heard about the old boy down at the train station. They had this super fast rail, and he was leaving here, and it was the train station he's leaving from. He was leaving on the East Coast. It was going out west somewhere, and it'd be like 2 hour different time change. And he said, "This thing's going to leave here at 1 o'clock, and when you arrive in St. Louis, it'll be 1 o'clock." He said, "Wait a minute. You mean when it leaves this station?" And it arrives, it's still going to be 1 o'clock when it gets there? He said, "Absolutely right. Absolutely. You want your ticket?" He said, "No, sir." He said, "I thought you wanted to ride it." He said, "I've changed my mind. I just want to stand here and watch it leave." I mean, if it's going to leave at 1 o'clock, get it to St. Louis at 1 o'clock, I just want to watch it leave. You know what? When you leave here, you're leaving nonstop. You know what that means? There's no such place as purgatory. You don't have to go through a place of waiting, place of holding. When you leave this world, you're going to go nonstop to heaven. Thank God for that. To close your eyes here and wake in heaven, what a blessing. I tell you, God, many years ago, spoke to my heart. Regina's granddad loved the Lord, old Mr. Vibrant, and I've told the story before. He went out one morning and dusted his butter beans, had one more crank dusters and everything, and when he came back in, his wife is fixing his breakfast. He washed his hands there on the back porch. He hung up his duster, washed his hand, come set the table. And Ms. Vibert, she said, put the plate right in front of him. And he bowed his head like he did every morning to ask the blessing. And she said, I turned back to the sink as he bowed his head. And she said, I heard just a slight grunt. I turned back around and he was still sitting there with his head bowed, still sitting there saying the blessing over his food. But he done left out. He died just like that. Never slumped over, never fell over. He died sitting up with his hands folded, asking the blessing. Boy, what a way to go. Amen. I can just imagine he was just bowed his head. He was getting ready to say, Lord, I want to thank you for the grits. Thank you for the bacon. Thank you for the eggs. And as he began to think those thoughts, to pray that prayer, he opened his eyes in heaven. And he said, I want to thank you for streets of gold and walls of jasper. Thank you, that's real. Thank you, I'm here in heaven. What a way to go, praise God. Listen, when you leave out of here as a Christian, leaving nonstop, praise God. No layovers, no delays, no blackouts is what they said. I'm leaving out of here first class, and when I leave, thank God, I'm getting to go be with the Lord for all eternity. If you know him today, as your Savior, you get to do the same thing. I'm leaving out of here first class. I'm leaving out of here, my dear friend, nonstop. When I leave, I'm flying to be with him. He'll call us out of here. Listen, I know this. When I travel, most of the time, if you've done any traveling at all, you have to go through customs. And when you go through customs, you have to list all the things you're carrying with you. Well, I've already told you, I'm not carrying anything with me. You know why? Because when we were traveling up in Alaska, we were in these places up there, and I really liked to brought back some salmon. And we went in a place there in Seattle, the big seafood market. I've never seen such crabs in all my life. I mean, they were those Alaskan crab like you see them catch on television. The crab legs were that big around. I'm serious. They had them laid out on the ice. Those things that big. I'd have loved to have some of those things. And then they had a big sign up here: we ship anywhere in the world, guaranteed 48 hours. Well, we wouldn't have been that far from us. We ship it anywhere. They can ship it anywhere in the world. And all that wonderful seafood there, they'll pack it, ship it, the salmon, everything else. And I couldn't afford it, so I just looked at it. Amen. But you know why? I don't have to list out a custom of things I'm taking with me. Because what's there has already been sent ahead. Same way for you. Bible said you lay up treasures not on earth but in heaven, where rust and moth and thief doesn't break through and steal. And my dear friend, whatever you send ahead is what's going to be there when you get there. Your labor, your faithfulness to the Lord, and souls that you lead to Christ, all those great treasures like that. It's not land and not all that thing, but it's what you've done for the Lord that would count. And on that custom form, it has this proof of citizenship. And everybody goes to heaven going to have this one thing, a proof of citizenship. Paul said, our citizenship's not in this world. It's another world. You know how I'm an American citizen? I am a free-born American citizen. My mom and daddy were American citizens. I was born into this country, and by birth, I'm a citizen of this world. And by birth, I'm a citizen of that world. You know how? I praise God. If you get saved by the grace of God, your citizenship is in heaven. And when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ, if they had such a thing, they don't. But when you get to heaven, you get to write down on that thing your proof of citizenship. Then they won't know what country. You know what? You check, I'm a citizen of heaven for all eternity. Thank God for that. But then always down there on the bottom of that form, there's a little section, would you like to declare anything? And when I was thinking about this message, I got so blessed. Most time I get more blessed by myself than I get when I get here with y'all. I got so blessed. I was thinking about that form. I can see it. It's a little, you travel, you know, it's a little blue card about this long, and you list all those things. Then it says, anything that you'd like to declare. Boy, I'd like to fill that out like this. I want to declare I'm here because of Calvary. I'm here because of the blood. The only reason I'm here, boy, I got to think about that brother, daddy. And I was thinking about you singing that song about that old feller. And when he got in heaven, he said, the feller that sent me here said, just say this. I came by the way of the cross. What a good place to sing that song, brother, daddy, right there. I came by the way of the cross. I'd like to declare I don't deserve to go to heaven, but I am going. Because of the shed blood of Christ. Thank God I'm going to fly away one of these days. I'm going to leave out of here. I'm going nonstop. I'm going first class. I'm traveling light. Thank God I'm leaving out of here. And I'd like to declare the only reason I get to go is by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then I got thinking about this, about me flying away. I'm not sure if I'm going solo or traveling with my family, Brother Brad. But it really don't make much difference. The Bible said that when you die, a while ago I said that when you die, we leave out of this world and we'll go be present with the Lord just like that. And we've had a lot of people do that. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I feel no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You may leave out of here solo. You may leave out of here by yourself physically, but you won't leave out of here. You're leaving out with the Lord. But my dear friend, if I get to go to heaven, my family doesn't get to go immediately, then I've got family over there to greet me when I get there. You may leave out of here. You're going to leave out of here one way or another as a Christian. And you may get to go solo, or you might get to go with the whole family. Because the Bible said the Lord himself should ascend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. And the dead in Christ are going to rise first. That is, those who've died. The Bible said they're present now with the Lord. And when he comes back, their bodies will be resurrected and changed. And it goes on and says this. And when the Lord descends, the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we which are alive remain shall be caught up together to meet them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. What a happy reunion day. And boy, some time ago, and I think maybe I preached about it, but when I was thinking about this message, my heart got to jumping up and down again. I thank God for my children. Thank God for the grandchildren. Every one of them, I love them to death. And we had them all over the house on yesterday again, and it was such a blessing. And the twin baby boys, they're just growing, and Regina's already got one of them sport right good, and she's working on the other one, amen. But, you know, they're precious. But Brother Terry and I was talking about it, our first little girl named Christy, and it's been 40-something years now since she's been in heaven. She's been there all this time, and we get to thinking about it, and get all those things, everything's just like it happened yesterday. But, you know, the Lord's good to me. He knows my heart. He knows I love him. And I want to see him. I do want to see him. But I want to be absolutely brutally honest with you this morning. Some people say, well, I don't care if I see mama, grandma, anybody. I just want to see Jesus. But I'm going to tell you something. That's real. There's people who really feel that way. The Lord knows how much you love him. But he also knows how much I love my family that's there. And you know what he's going to do for me? When I leave out of here, he's going to change this body. He'll resurrect Christy's body. Give her a brand new body like in his glorious body. Body and soul reunite somewhere between here and there. And the Bible said, and we'll meet them in the clouds. Did you know that the Lord's going to let you meet your loved ones who've gone on to heaven? Not just me. But if the Lord came today, Brother Donnie would meet Deborah in the clouds. And honey, you think he's happy down here? Oh, Lord, have mercy. You think me and Regina's happy with all our grand youngins down here? If every one of them was going with us and we'd all get to meet Christy and meet my family, meet her family that's there, meet them in the clouds. Won't that be something? What a glad reunion day when we meet them in the clouds. I'm a flying away. I might fly solo, but I might fly with all my family. I mean, all my family here. You're talking about a happy reunion. I know y'all folk have family reunions around here, and they're good. But nobody around here hardly ever has a family reunion that somebody's not missing. You get some age on, you get some age on the family. Just about every time you meet, there's somebody who was here last year that's not here this year. Just about. Somebody in the family. May have been age, may have been disease, may have been an accident. Just about always. But honey, when you meet in the air, not one of them's missing. What a blessing. When you meet them in the air and then meet the Lord. The Bible said we'll meet them in the clouds and then we'll meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Can I tell you something? When you're shopping for tickets online, you have to watch something. Because all those special deals are not round trip tickets. You go $47 one way and $500 coming back. I mean, they'll send you out. Matter of fact, I pastor some people like to give me one of them, praise God. $47. But anyhow, no, I'm kidding y'all. Not y'all. But can I tell you, when I leave out of here, when I fly away, I'm coming back round trip. I'm coming back round trip. Did you know that? I've got a round trip ticket. You say, Brother Billy, anybody go to heaven don't want to come back. Well, I don't know about that, but I know I am coming back. Because the Bible said that when we get raptured out of here, there's going to be 7 years of tribulation on this earth, and then the heavens are going to open. And we'll come back with him. The Bible said every one of us riding on white horses and come back. You say, Brother Billy, you really believe that? Just as sure as I'm standing here. Just as sure as I'm standing here. And thank God, listen, we'll come back. That great battle of Armageddon, the Bible said that we'll rule and reign with him on this earth for 1,000 years. Every person who's saved got a round trip ticket. You get to come back. Thank God for it. I praise the Lord for it. What a blessing. You know, God's been so good to us. He's blessed us so good. I thank for him for all of his kindness to us. Love him. Praise him for what he's done. And you know, I'm going on a trip one of these days. I'm going to fly away. Now, Brother Eddie, here's what he said in his message. Everybody in here is going to fly away. Everybody in the sound of my voice, internet, radio, audience, is going to fly away. I ask you a question. Are you going to fly away afraid or unafraid? We fly through airports. I've never been afraid. I anticipate them, anxious about getting on a plane, look forward to leaving. But I've seen people that you can tell they're afraid. They're afraid of flying. But now, you know what? Are you afraid of dying? No, I believe that every saint of God will give you when it's time for you to go. I'm not saying anybody in here wants to go now. Not one of us think about leaving our family, that it's a pleasant thought for us. But when you get ready to leave, he'll give you dying grace. And if you're saved by the grace of God, you'll leave here unafraid. When you fly away, are you going to leave afraid or unafraid? When you leave here, this world, are you going to leave faithful or unfaithful? You know what? The Bible said he's coming when we least expect it. I want to be faithful to him. I don't want him to find me unfaithful or doing something he doesn't want me to do. If he were to come today, would you be considered faithful or unfaithful? Because everybody in here is going to fly away. If he were to come today, would you be ashamed or unashamed? The Bible clearly says this, there'll be some ashamed at his coming. Anything in your life that you're ashamed of, anything in your life that ought not to be there, anything you've been hiding or you're harboring in your heart that you don't want any, don't want husband to know, wife to know, mom to know, daddy to know, you don't want anybody else to know. Is there anything in there that's a secret place, a secret sin? But if you leave out of here, it'd be like an open book, and you'll leave out of here ashamed that he caught you like that. You leave out of here. Can I ask you a question? When you leave, are you leaving saved or lost? The Bible said two men in the Bible died. The one, when he opened his eyes, he was in the bosom of Abraham. And the Bible said he was comforted. Now, I don't know if I can't explain that word to you. Greek words are so large, not just in characters of letter, but in their meaning. Most Greek phrases, it takes a whole sentence or more in the English language. Can I tell you what that word comforted means? It means not one thing lacking. I'm going to tell you, you leave out of here, you get a whole shooting match. Brother Terry Thompson blessed me. We were eating, and a brother preacher took us to eat lunch on Tuesday to a barbecue place down in South Georgia. It was good. We were sitting there talking, and Brother Terry was telling me that, or talking to me and the preacher, we was talking about mission work. Brother Carlton had been a missionary in Peru for 15 years, and he worked with those people that didn't have nothing and everything, and all just isolated, and no water, most of them, nothing like that, no facilities. And Brother Terry said he's never been involved in mission work, but when he was in the military, and that he did some things. He just had a heart for people. And there was an occasion, I don't recall where they were, but there were a lot of village people there. They didn't have anything, no running water, anything. Terry got a burden for them, him and some other guys. They used some of the equipment, and base commander gave them permission. And they put in well and ran pipe a long ways so all those people could have water. While they were working, Brother Terry said he's looking at all those kids and have nothing. And he went back to the PX, and he bought them chocolate candy and bought them pencils and pads and all kind of little things that kids might like. So he went back out there and had those bags, and the kids just come flocking around them. They just always loved to see him come anyway. But he just came. He started giving out of that bag. And he said he noticed one little girl off to the side over there. She never would come. Never would come. She was real shy. And said he got down and he still had a good bit in the bottom of the bag, but he closed the bag and he said, "That's all." And the children ran off excited and happy about what they got. The little girl just stood there and Brother Terry motioned for her to come over. And when she came over, he opened the bag and just pointed. She looked in there. Of all the things that was in there, she pulled out one bar of soap. Never had a bar of soap. Never had that privilege of washing and being clean and all. And that's really all she wanted out of that bag. She got that little bar of soap, he said, and she started to walk away. And he said, "Wait a minute." He rolled it up, and he gave her everything in the bag. When you came to him for cleansing, when you came to him and trusted him as your Savior, did you know he gave you the whole bag of goodies? Thank God for that. I thank God he forgave all my sin. I'm not going to go to hell, but I get to go to heaven. And thank God I'm glad I'm saved. When you get saved, everything he is and everything he has belongs to you. Will you bow your heads in prayer? You say, "Brother Billy, how much a ticket cost to fly away like that?" You're going to travel. You go online. You shop. You try to get the very best deals. You want the best deal you got. I'm going to give you the best deal you'll ever find. You won't find this on Orbitz. You won't find it on Expedia. You won't find it on Hotwire. Here it is, 100% F-R-E-E, free. I'm not talking about flying from here to Atlanta or from here to Chicago. I'm talking about leaving this world and going straight to heaven nonstop. You know how you get to go? Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he, not that he did it for just certain individuals. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. He wants you to go to heaven with him. Ticket's already been paid for. He bought it at Calvary. He shed his blood for you and purchased eternal life for you. And my dear friend, you can go right now. You can go at his time when you get ready to leave this world, but you can have your ticket in hand. Every trip we've ever been on, we got our tickets weeks or months in advance. And I put them right in a little zip thing we've got there. Had everything in there, all our credentials, our tickets. So when we walk up to the airport, we don't have any question marks. We already booked. They already know my name. They know where I'm sitting, know where Regina's sitting, because it's already been prepaid. And my dear friend at Calvary, he prepaid your ticket, but you've got accepted. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. I wondered this morning, is a person in this building, in the internet audience, in the radio audience, and you've never got a ticket. It's free, but it's a gift, and a gift has to be accepted and received. Would you right now, knowing that you're lost, knowing that you need a Savior, would you call on him? Would you receive him as your Savior and Lord? If you're in the building this morning, I thank the Lord for Judgment House, and I know we've got a little bit different setup. But I'm glad that he's near you. He's right there beside you. He's right there in front of you. And he says, will you receive me as your Savior? Will you let me save you? If you will this morning, if you say, Brother Bill, I'd like to go to heaven, I'd like to have that free ticket, here's how you get it. Believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, confess with your mouth. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Not one of you have ever traveled anywhere and you sat at the house and an airline sent you a ticket unless you contacted them or somebody contacted them and said you wanted to go. And my dear friend, all you need to do is to want to go and to make contact with him. And here's how you do it. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Would you do that right now in the radio audience, internet audience, and here in this building? Will you call on him? And you may pray a simple prayer, something like this. You pray as I pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Because of sin, the wages of sin is death. And I know that without you, I'd be in hell. But Lord, thank you for loving me, and thank you for dying for me, and thank you for shedding your blood. And I believe you bore my sin in your own body on the tree. I believe you died, you were buried, and you're alive right now. And so, Lord Jesus, I receive you now. Please come in my heart. I accept you as my personal Savior and Lord. Help me to love you and serve you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving me and for dying for me and for saving me right now. I want you to stand in the building with your heads bowed and eyes are closed. And if you this morning have trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, right now, maybe you prayed that prayer. Maybe you just trusted him while I was preaching. But you right now for the very first time, or maybe to be sure that you were saved, you ask him. Nobody's looking. Every head's bowed, every eye's closed. How many, anybody in here say, preacher, this morning I asked Jesus to come to my heart and save me. Would you raise your hand across the building? Give me a minute to look all the way around. Raise it right up, right back down. I'm not ashamed of it. God bless you. God bless you. Thank the Lord. Amen. My dear friend, you can go to heaven because you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. And I only invite Christians. It's free. It's free. And I'm going to tell you, somewhere there's a young lady now. She's not a little girl anymore. Brother Terry said that the rest of the time they were there. Every time he'd go through that village, that little girl would see him. And she'd follow along and just watch him. You know why? Because he'd been kind to her. Boy, listen, there'll be a day. And wherever she's at now, she's grown, she may be a mother herself. But I guarantee you she's telling a story about a kind American soldier who showed love to me, kindness to me. And I'm going to tell you right now, I've got one message. I do believe I have to challenge you about what's going on in our nation like I did last Sunday. But I want us to always remember, we've got one remedy for what's wrong with America, and that is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, people getting saved. If all of our enemies were saved, if all of our politicians were saved, really were right with God, boy, it'd make a vast difference. And if this world is not going to get any better, and the Bible said wicked men will wax worse and worse, and we know all these things are coming, then it's my responsibility, your responsibility, to try as best we can to get somebody to go with us to heaven.